Ginger Black here, gingerblack.com. I'm here to talk about today, what's the easiest word in the English language? Yeah, you got it. No. But most people are powerless to use the word no. I watch people squirm around, tap dance, hide, and do everything to avoid using the word no. Where does that come from? I just am blown away by it. So if somebody calls you and they leave you a voicemail, and they may be a salesperson, they may be somebody who wants to discuss something personal with you, they may be a friend. And they ask you to call them, instead of calling them back, and I understand if it's a salesperson, you may just avoid them, but where does that get you? What's the win for you? Because until you learn how to say no to people, you're never going to be a powerful person. Because the word no gives you the power to say, this is not for me, this is not part of my life, it's not part of my focus. And that's okay. But instead, what we do is we struggle to hide. Yeah, we hide from the word no. We hide from the people who need to hear the word no. Because guess what? If you give them the word no, if you say the word no to them, then you're the powerful person, not them. So, what's it going to take for you to take back your power from these people? What's it going to take? It's a simple no. And if they give you a hard time after you say no, then you say no again. Nope. Nope. And you don't have to justify yourself with a no. You just say no. Now, a lot of people will add, no, not for me, not right now, no, not interested, no. But to avoid the no, think about how much energy you put into avoiding a no. The phone rings, you don't answer it. That takes energy out of you. It takes you to a negative place. Instead, you can pick up the phone and say, no. Or you can answer an email and say, no. But here's what I will tell you. Until which time you learn to respond to a person with the word no vocally, you will lose power. And you will be unauthentic. That person's just trying to sell you something. Just like a person at Walmart's trying to sell you something. They just aren't as forceful, aren't as trained to get you to buy things. They have other ways to get you to buy things. You say yes to a lot of things in your life. But when it comes to saying no, it seems like there's a struggle going on. So how do we correct that? It's very simple. You look in the mirror and say no 100 times a day. Look in the mirror and say no. What's it going to take for you to say no? I mean, I've seen people gyrate themselves around, do 4 hours of internet searches and send me a very lengthy email to not return my phone call. First of all, they don't really know why I'm calling. I could be calling to give them a lead. I could be calling to tell them that somebody they know died. I could be calling to give them some other kind of information. See, as soon as you assume... You assume that people want to take something from you, you're the one who loses. You're the one who becomes powerless. Yeah. It doesn't hurt them, and it doesn't hurt that person who's selling you something for you to say no. They may try a couple times to get you to overcome some objectives, but if you're hiding out and you're afraid of people, you're never going to go anywhere. You've got to put your foot out there, and you've got to stand up for what's right for you and what's not right for you. But always taking the wimpy way out, that's not winning. That's not winning for you. It gives the other people, however many there are, the power to control you. Because the minute you look at the phone and you say, I don't want to answer that phone call, who's got the power? Not the person on the phone. Not you. Nobody. So think about it. Where in your life do you not show up authentic? Because that's what this really is. You're not being authentic you. And I'll tell you the other thing. The minute you learn how to do it vocally, the minute you learn how to do it vocally, you will be a powerful person. You will stand in your own authenticity and your own power. But until that point, it's not working. You're not working. And if you're in business for yourself, if you do this to people, guess what? People are going to be doing it to you. And how are you going to deal with it? You know, if it's your friends, dump them. Seriously. If your friends aren't authentic enough to call you back, they're not your friends. And if you're, and other people, it just blows me away. I'm sorry, I feel a bit overzealous about this point, but I can't take it home enough for people, for you to understand what is it going to take. You know, we've become so politically correct in this country that we think no is hurtful to people, and therefore, because we may not want to hear no, so we think we're protecting people. Some people think that anyway. Think that they're protecting people from the word no. You're not protecting anybody except yourself, and you're not even protecting yourself, because what you're doing is you're hiding. Yeah, you're hiding. Oh, if they just gonna call me one more time, I don't know what I'm gonna do. See, you're hiding. And how, when you're hiding, can you show up authentically in the rest of your life? I don't know. I don't think you can. I honestly don't think you can. So, start practicing. Start practicing. If you have to start in your family, say the word no to your children and see what happens. And don't justify it. Say no. And that's it. That's all you need. Say no. Practice. Practice saying no until you become more comfortable. Because I guarantee you, as long as you hide out and don't say no, you're living a lie. You're living a fabrication of your life, and you're not being true to yourself, and you're not being true to the people around you. And don't hem and haw. Say no. Stand up and say no. When you say no, people will respect you for saying no. Right now, I have little respect, almost no respect for the people who do this. I don't respect them. I don't want to do business with them. I don't even want to have a conversation with them. If I can't trust them enough to engage with somebody, then why should I engage with them? So it's your choice. Don't get me wrong. It's your choice. But I'm telling you, the people I know, and the leaders I've seen, you know, the thing that makes a leader is decision making. That's what makes a leader. So if you want to be a leader in your own life, stand up and say no. Stand up and make a decision. Don't wimp around. Say yes or no. Don't wimp around. Thanks for joining me today. It's Ginger Black at gingerblack.com. Have a great day.